Malone. This is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and I'm giving you a report of having been in Jerusalem, having been in Israel for 3 weeks, and having been there at the time Joe Biden came there. And we've been talking about the Jews, the nations, and the church. And we're talking about nations as nations will know judgment based on how they treated Israel, especially God's promise for the land. Now, we're going to look today at chapter 17. And when Abram was 90 years old, this is Genesis and 9, Jehovah appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me, I am be perfect. Verse 2, I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply you exceedingly. Verse 7, I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. I will be their God. Now, this is where it's called the everlasting covenant. Let's turn over to Psalm 105. In Psalm 105, this is a song about what God has done for Israel. And let's start with verse 5. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. When God says a thing, that's his judgment. Comes out of his mouth, and that's his opinion on it. That's his judgment on it. He judges, this is good, this is evil. This is your land, this is their land. And so now we're talking about the judgments out of his mouth. Verse 6, O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, when God's going to talk about the Jews as a natural seed of Abraham, he often calls them Jacob. Why? Abraham had another son, Ishmael. And then he had other six sons by Keturah. Isaac had another son. Then Jacob, he had Esau. But Jacob's sons were all the 12 tribes of Israel. No other sons besides them. So he'll call the natural seed Jacob. Now, in verse 8, Psalm 105, 8, he hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with Abraham, and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Now, what is that everlasting covenant? We've just read what it was in Genesis 17. It's the covenant that they get the land. But it's repeated right here for us in Psalm 105, 11. Psalm 105, 10. He confirmed the same unto Jacob, natural seed, for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. So this is the everlasting covenant. We are told that in Genesis 17, 7. We are told that in Psalm 105. But oh, folks, one of the places we are told it is in some judgment chapters in the book of Isaiah. So turn with me to Isaiah chapter 24. And in Isaiah chapter 24 and 25 and 26, he's going to talk about judging earth. We'll start with verse 21 of chapter 26. All these chapters go together. But it says, the Lord Jehovah comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. It's the time of his judgment. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. Now going on over into that judgment day, chapter 27, in that day, Jehovah with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish, number one, Leviathan, the piercing serpent, that's the Antichrist. Number two, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, that's the false prophet. And number three, he shall slay the dragon that's in the sea. The dragon is Satan. So here we see the unholy Trinity that he's going to judge after the 7 years tribulation time, and he's coming to judge the earth. Now, this is an amazing time. He judges that those hosts, those evil spirits in the heavenlies. You can see that in, we talked about this last week, Isaiah 25. And if you didn't get it, I think it's Tuesday of last week, and get it on the radio. It's in the archives. He's going to judge earth. Earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard. He's going to pull down that double kingdom system. Isaiah 24:21, it shall come to pass in that day, Jehovah shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high and the kings of the earth upon the earth. He's going to punish those wicked spirits in the heavenly, and he's going to punish those kings of the earth they've been ruling down through. Now, this is judgment times. We're talking about judgment times. What is the criteria that he holds these nations to for judgment? And here it is given to us in Isaiah 24. The earth mourns, verse 4, and fades away. The world languisheth and fades away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. The earth is defiled under the inhabitants thereof because. It's going to give us three reasons. Number one, they transgressed the Torah, the Torot. God's laws, this Bible. They changed the ordinance, number two. And number three, they broke the everlasting covenant. Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth. And they that dwell therein are found guilty. Guilty of what? One of the things is breaking the everlasting covenant. We have just given you three scriptures which tell you that God's promise to Israel for the land, his covenant promise, is called the eternal covenant. And judgment comes to the earth, judgment comes to the nations, because they do not keep God's promise for that land. They do not honor it. And so, folks, it was really a dangerous thing. The dangerous things that are happening right now as nations arise and come against God's plan for the children of Israel. He promised that promised land to Abraham. He promised it to Isaac. Genesis 26. I hear a lot of people preaching from Genesis 26, and they're mostly preaching about how Isaac, there was a famine, and Isaac sowed in the time of famine and reaped 100-fold, and that's wonderful. But folks, you cannot forget where this is placed. Isaac, chapter 26, he's the son of Abraham. There was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And Jehovah appeared unto him and said, go not down to Egypt, dwell in the land which I will tell you of, sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and will bless you. For, here's his promise to Isaac, unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries. And I will perform the oath that I gave unto Abraham your father. I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I will give unto your seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, my law, and Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Gerar is Gaza. He was in what is known as the Gaza Strip. And the nations of the earth, United States, I'm sorry to say, was behind pushing Ariel Sharon and Israel to take the Jews out of the land of Gaza. And, oh, I'm telling you, one of my good friends was the General Moshe Ya'alon. He was the chief of staff. And, oh, he knew that was a bad plan. He knew that it was going to be turned into a terrorist training camp. And that is exactly what happened. What happened here? People forgot the covenant. They forgot the covenant, the eternal covenant, that this land belongs to Israel. And so, right there where he sowed in the lands of famine and dug up all those wells, that is a part of the eternal covenant. Now, he promised it to Abraham, he promised it to Isaac, and he promised it to Jacob. He promised it in Genesis chapter 28. There are many more places that he promised them that land, but we're going to read Jacob in chapter 28. And Jacob is at the house of the Lord. He's right at the spot of the temple where it would be built later. And he's met God that night. And verse 13, "Behold, Jehovah stood above it and said to Jacob, I am Jehovah, God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon you liest, to you will I give it, and to your seed." Now, this land is actually the Temple Mount where he was. So the Temple Mount that now has a dome of the rock on it, God is giving to Israel forever. Oh, folks, we're going to see some things happen. We're going to see some things change. But right now, the nations of this earth are, God's watching. He's observing. And I'm going to read to you this week the judgments that are pronounced against those who come against God's plan for Israel coming back into that land. Now, I hope you can be with us at Walk on the Water. Walk on the Water, that's a good name, huh? Walk on the Water Faith Church. Pastors Larry and Loretta Ollison will be there. It's their church, but it's going to be our meeting. And my daughter Shelley Brim Baggett will be with me. And we're going to be having, we call it the Glorious Church Conference. We're coming into glory, this church. There's a plan for us to come into the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're going to be having, we're going to be yielding to the Holy Ghost. So if you want to take part in a good Holy Ghost meeting, come there. Also, you can, I think there's still some spots for you to enroll in the School of the Holy Spirit that we're having June 8th through 11th. This meeting up at Osage Beach is May 24th through May 26th. You can go online to find out about it. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447. It's also time for you to get your young people enrolled for the great Champions for Christ rally that we're having in Branson in July. And so you can call us right here. You can call 417-336-4877. Or you can email us at c4c.office@gmail.com. Or you can just mail us here at Billy Brim. And we'll make sure they get your kids registered for the 10th annual youth rally. We're going to have Rodney Clark there. We're going to have all kinds of wonderful things there. Glory be to God. This will be the best ever. And this is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom.